Time now for our final feature, which is again read by Dorothy Sneasby.
With a surname like mine, it has been 80 years of jokes fit for a skip, by Keith Skipper. I was bred and born at a time when traditional names ruled in the heart of Norfolk. None of this flouncing down celebrity tracks, littered with outrageous attempts to see who can rate daftest when it comes to being cruel to innocent children. With 10 of them to furnish, 2 comfortable tags apiece, my parents did remarkably well to avoid the odd Blossom, Rainbow, Little Pixie, Ration Book Buddy, Accumulator A1 and Knit Nurse Delight. We showed our gratitude by all accepting homely nicknames, some of which remain in cheerful circulation to this day. We had our proper Christian names for use on formal occasions, like answering the classroom register call or being invited to stand and deliver a recitation or solo song at the Sunday school anniversary. The bulk of family and social deliberations carried a far more casual edge. Freddie Fish was the nickname kept under my cap on arriving at grammar school in 1955, but a surname with obvious nautical connotations turned out to be the Swaffham equivalent of walking the plank. I collected a few choice reminders during my recent return to the town and pay homage to my old seat of learning as part of my 80th birthday celebrations. The years rolled away as an old classroom acquaintance recalled how the French master boomed out, "Capitaine," to draw attention to someone who didn't know a soupçon from a cedilla. My embarrassment soon became acute. Our chemistry teacher picked up the theme and dubbed me cabin boy, a position befitting a pupil who didn't know his acid from his alkaline. I fared no better in the woodwork room, where the legendary Harry Carter amused himself and frightened the others by shouting out, "Scupper!" whenever my chisel slipped and a dovetail fanned into disaster. Yes, I suffered at the hands of my masters, even though a famous magazine has been named after me. Perhaps if I'd been Keith Hotspur with Big Brother Harry in the upper sixth, I'd have shown more respect. Keith Magnet might have attracted less frivolity from those with my compass. Keith Wizard could have turned all detractors inside out. My fellow pupils were more sympathetic, not least when it came to picking sides for impromptu test matches on the paddock. "Let's have our skipper batting last and fielding in front of the biology lab. Ho, ho, ho." Old joke, but a fresh sense of belonging each time I wasn't left to act as wastepaper basket at the other end. Come to think of it, that must have been around the time when rubbish skip jibes started. Teasing turned more sophisticated as years rolled by. "Would you really be prepared to go down with your ship, rub shoulders with? I bet you skip the small print." I took it in my stride. I even joined in when a careers advisor interrupted in my fifth form meanderings to ask for my name. I replied, "Skipper, sir. And no, I don't want to join the Navy." Then came cruel twists to send me sobbing to my pillow. No wonder I remained so suspicious about the power of television. There was a chimp called Skipper in, I think, a cultural American import called Beverly Hillbillies. There was a blasted bush kangaroo christened Skippy in one of those memorable Australian offerings where animals look far more at home in front of the cameras than the humans. Skippy had his own catchy theme song, which haunted me in the Norfolk outback far too long. I often thought of ending it all in the nearest billabong. Several times during the 1980s, I had to deny being related to the micromoth of Dursingham Bog. Not easy when you're on the smallish side and determined to cause a flutter about progress in Norfolk. Someone thoughtfully sent me a cutting from a reputable nature magazine dealing with moth-like butterflies called skippers. Open grasslands are their strongholds. There's a large skipper, small skipper, the Essex skipper, and everyone's favourite on the wing is June, the dinghy skipper. Drab, dull-coloured, dirty-looking, hardly a patch on that lovable little bouncing creature from the bush, or a mischievous chimp with an eye on ratings both sides of the Atlantic. At least, I found a grain of solace in a couple of cards in the pile sent for my milestone birthday. Friends of a similar vintage had the good grace to address them to Freddy Fish, now floundering gently in crabland waters, a long way from boyhood village pastures. Perhaps if I set sail when the weather warms up, some bright spark will dub me Dinghy Skipper.